Philadelphia's Georgie Woods was a pioneering black radio DJ who came to prominence with the rise of rhythm and blues. After more than 40 years on the air, Woods died last week. NPR's Christopher Johnson has this tribute.
Okay, the good time right now. It's a guy with the goods sitting at 6. Tomorrow morning from 6 to 10, we'll do the push and pull all over again. Push, baby.
Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods, dealt in the hottest rhythm and blues. But his finest offering was his warm, grounded on-air style. The Georgia native began his radio career 53 years ago. In Philadelphia, Woods became one of the top R&B disc jockeys on the East Coast. He hosted radio and TV dance shows that exposed audiences to emerging artists like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and Aretha Franklin. But Woods' fans were listening to more than the music.
George broke every rule in broadcasting.
Jerry Wilkinson was operations manager at WDAS-FM when Woods DJed there in the 1970s.
He would think nothing about stopping the music and just talking to the audience, whatever was on his mind. Most people, you would think, tuned in for the music, but they were tuning in for Georgie Woods.
Woods used his mic and his money to help organize the 1963 March on Washington. When his close friend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, Woods went on the air and into Philadelphia's black neighborhoods to help cool the rage. Woods retired to Boynton Beach, Florida. Last Saturday, he died there, reportedly from a heart attack. He was 78 years old. Christopher Johnson, NPR News, Los Angeles.